Well, I'm sitting down here at the end of day two in Zambia, reflecting on what's happened. On the work front, we've had three meetings. We met, first of all, with the managing director of Medical Stores Limited. That's the organisation that gets drug supplies from national level down to district level and then on to health centres. And his enthusiasm for the meeting was repeated in the meeting itself, which was really reassuring. Wants to know more, wants to explore different options with other partners, so that's going to work really well in the workshop next week. We then moved on to talk to the head of GSI with a couple of his colleagues. GSI are a consulting organisation, broadly speaking, and they are contracted by USAID to help with the distribution of drugs. The project they run is called the Deliver Project, and you can find that on the web if you just search for USAID Deliver Project Zambia. Again, very interesting meeting, wanting to explore different options. We talked about using a purely private sector route, or in shorthand, that was a social marketing route, where you simply got these mothers' kits into the retail outlets in communities, and there appear to be quite a few of those working completely outside of the Ministry of Health. They're in theory overseen by the regulation of the Ministry of Health, but they are actually independent. An insight to come out of that meeting was about how you'd make these micropayments that we want to make, to which would be triggered when a community health worker or a traditional birthing attendant receives a mother's kit. It probably would be a she, her confirmation of receipt would trigger then micropayments all back up through the chain to the retailer and the wholesaler. One suggestion was that these micropayments may actually be made in the form of talk time. So instead of actually going into the complication of transacting sums of money using the mobile phone, you would simply make time credits to the mobile phone of each person, which they could obviously use for any purpose they wished. So that was interesting. And then we went on to USAID and met there with a USAID representative, in fact two people from USAID, and the representative from the Swedish International Development Agency, who actually also helped to fund MSL, so it's all quite complicated. But, we talked about the whole idea, lots of interest, and I think we will get participation from them at the workshop next week, next Wednesday, so that's all good. More appointments are set up for tomorrow. I can't remember exactly what they are at the moment, but I'll report on them tomorrow. On the sort of project side, I got up really early this morning because I was anxious about fuel queues and getting cash and all that sort of thing. Anyway, I went up to an ATM, cash point machine, put in my cooperative bank card, punched in my PIN code, and Kwacha came out. 500,000 Kwacha came out. And then I walked across to the filling station and filled the car up. Couldn't have been easier. Again, just amazing how things have changed. So, all in all, a very good day. It feels like we're getting to the end of week one, but actually we've not been in Zambia 48 hours yet. So we've done a lot, and it all feels good. We feel like we're making good progress.